Oh, we were looking for a lady with... we had various clues. I can't remember them all, actually. This one, Heather, come out here. We're looking for a scarf. This lady had this scarf, purple, green and blue, wasn't it? We had a clue, Low Bridge. Didn't know how many low bridges there are in Bedford. So we were between the two little bridges down the river here, bumped into this lady. We had the clue, spinal problem. She was 8 months pregnant. She had a bad back. We prayed for her. In her words, she said, "I feel really relaxed."
Right.
And we left her with an invite, gave her a personal tract, and that was
brilliant.
It.
Brilliant. Fantastic. Thank you, Jesus.
That's awesome. Come on.
We found a guy who was selling something I had on my map, somebody next to a big sign, and one of my friends, Andrew, had a red top on his map. So we went up to these guys and said, listen, we'll buy something off your stand if you look at our maps. And there was this girl who, it turned out, had a few things on her map. We moved on a little bit to the next one, and there was this guy with a red top on next to this big sign. So we're like, okay, well, we're going to go with this. Showed him our map, and I had a football injury. I said, do you play sport? You got a footy injury? I said, actually, I've got a rugby injury. I was like, eh. He was like, oh, I was like, we'll go with that. And he was like, my right shoulder hurts. So I said, okay, is it this shoulder, like that? And I'd completely forgotten it hurt. And he was like, yeah, oh, that really hurts. So I was like, okay, so what does it hurt out of 10? He was like, normally it hurts 2 out of 10. So I was like, and if I do that, how much does it hurt? He goes, yeah, a bit more. So I said, well, can we pray for you? So I laid my hands on his shoulder and cast, I said, sickness and injury go in the name of Jesus. I said, is it feeling different? He was like, no, nothing at all. I was like, oh, excellent, okay, I'm going to pray for you again. So I prayed for him, and I said, is there anything different? He said, well, a little bit. I said, what about when I do this? And he goes, oh, no, it still hurts. So I was like, great, okay, just maybe stop doing that. So so we did it 5 times altogether, and the first 4 times he said nothing was different. So I said, okay, we're going to pray for you one more time, then we're going to go, but I don't want to leave you unless this shoulder's better. So I said, okay, we pray for him one more time, just really, really simply, in the name of Jesus, sickness, pain and injury go from the shoulder and healing come. And I said, how does it feel? And I went, how does it feel? Like that to him, and he goes, oh, it's gone. I said, oh, well, is it completely gone? What is it out of 10? He's like, no, 0. So I was like, well, what, do you believe in God? And he was like, no, but that's really weird. So yeah, I said, praise God.
That is awesome. Thank you, Lord. That's great.
Great. Okay. Good. You got another one? Yeah, come.
Well, we got a really strange clue. Well, I did, which was a false nose. Okay, so we all had a good laugh about that.
No way.
We thought that was quite amusing, and I saw the glasses and the false nose, and that's what we were giggling about earlier before we went out. And we prayed for a couple of people before, and then on the way back to the Harper Centre, we stopped at a joke shop, and we went inside and asked if they sold false noses and glasses, and they said, no, we don't, so I was ready to leave at that point. But the guys persevered, and they said, well, any of these clues on the list, anybody with the name Elaine? And the lady behind the counter said, yes, my name's Elaine. Wow. So we thought that was a pretty good start. And then Tony said, we're looking for somebody with a bad knee, or she said, oh yeah, I've got a bad knee. So we jumped straight in and said, can we pray for that knee? So we dragged her out from behind the counter and took her into the shop, in the joke shop, story of my life. And we prayed for her, and we said, what's the problem with your knee? And she said, it's arthritis. So we took authority over the arthritis in the name of Jesus, and we commanded the pain and the arthritis to go. And she said that it felt better. So we prayed a second time, and she said that the pain had gone.
Wow, come on, that is so good. Thank you, Jesus. That is awesome. Any other healings? Yeah, come.
It's a bit of a different one. We haven't found our treasure yet, but we're realising that every clue is going to the next thing and the next thing.
Yeah.
And so we started off with, we were walking out there and someone had a bobbled hat. Not like this, but we went past them, and then we found a woman in black, which was another one.
Wow.
And then rowers all in blue, which was another one.
Wow.
And then we kind of found a, you know, it's a castle ruins.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
And there was like someone had brick, and there's a whole wall face of brick. So we went up, and then there was the word the end.
Yeah.
And then we were reading, and it said the end is at the end of something. And then underneath it said, for more, go to the museum, look for clues along the way. And so we were like, all right. And so we went to the museum, and there was a brewery written over the thing, and someone had kind of tavern, brewery,
yeah.
Guinness. And then we were kind of like, well, this is where we are, and there was no one around, and we were like waiting for people. And then someone came along who had a blue raincoat, which was another one. And we spoke to him, and we were talking about pubs and stuff. He wasn't the treasure, but we thought he was. And then it turned out he wasn't, but he told us to go to the pub. So we went to the pub, and we were talking about wheat beer, and there's a big wheat beer sign.
Wow.
And so we went in there, and then there was a Guinness sign in there, which was another treasure. Wow. And then a No Limits next to it. And then sitting by the bar, there was a guy walking boots. Yeah. And one of the things was walking boots. So we spoke to him.
Gosh.
And he sent us to another pub. And so we're halfway for our treasure hunt, and we're expecting God to find
us. So good.
You know, sometimes these things are just about our Father showing us that we can hear his voice. My sheep hear my voice, you know. And sometimes that's all he's doing, is just tuning us in so that we know that we are hearing him all the time. Who have other stories? Nigel? Oh, yeah, come.
It's a treasure hunt in a gang of four. And so different people have contributed to the to the following it. So we had between us someone with a grey beard, someone with a knee injury, yeah. Someone in a park, a swimming pool. And so the two local people took us to a park and a swimming pool,
yeah.
Which they knew about.
Yeah.
So we get there, we're looking around, looking gormless, and a lady comes up and says, can I help you? So I said, well, we're on a treasure hunt, we've got these clues. She says, well, the only one that fits there is the fish and chip shop, which is down the road over there.
Yeah.
So we didn't go there. Because we're outside the leisure centre, she also yeah. said, well, if there's someone with sports injuries, more likely to be up in the gym.
Yeah.
So we go in there, but it's... no, it wasn't
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
So then we walked around the park, there's nobody in the park. So then we went to the fish and chip shop.
Yeah.
And coming down the road towards us, so the guy with the trilator, and obviously got likely to have sore knees, and a lovely long grey beard.
Oh, wow.
So he stopped and said, he's the name Daniel, because that was one of the names. No, it wasn't Daniel, his name was Richard,
yeah.
but he would love to have his knee prayed for.
Yeah.
So we prayed for his knee.
Great.
Well, Ron prayed for his knee, and so Ron did exactly what you said, which was, does it feel, well, it felt a lot better, but not completely better.
Yeah.
So Ron said, can I pray again?
Yeah.
So we prayed for him again, and he went away happy, he went away blessed, he went away with one of your cards, and one of the other words was joy.
Yeah.
And the joy wasn't the lady's name, it was his face
wow.
afterwards.
Wow. That is so good. Thank you, Jesus. That's awesome.
Okay, this is a bit strange actually, because Jane and I had I had the name Joy, and I thought it was that I was looking for somebody but Joy. My first location was Marks and Spencer's, and I want to encourage you that if you do find a name, you know, your location or whatever the thing is, go with it, because I didn't go with Marks and Spencer's because I thought that that's my favourite shop in Bedford, and I was just, it came to mind, I thought, no, that is me. But we went to Marks and Spencer's, and actually Jane had Marks and Spencer's too and wow. hadn't written it.
Wow.
I had stomach problems and Jane had stomach problems, so wow. we were trying to look for this woman with joy, and Karina had got, I don't know, brown shoes and red socks or something or whatever.
Yeah.
We didn't find them, but we found, I don't know, Jane, is it the people that go to King's Arms? Yeah, the night shelter,
yeah.
right. So we found three or four guys there. So we got into conversation because Jane knew one of them or knew them all. And we started praying for them. And one, Jane told me, had stomach problems.
Wow.
So we have prayed for them. And then I felt God say to me, go and buy this other guy. He'd lost his hat. So we went to the market, Karina and I, and we bought him a hat and gloves.
Yeah.
And I just felt that sometimes it isn't what you expect to find,
yeah. Yeah.
but it's just God's love.
Yeah.
So and we good. Prayed for somebody else in the group as well, and Jane went and got them hot dogs or something. And it yeah. would just, it was just so,
it
wasn't what we were expecting.
Yeah.
It just is amazing. So I do encourage you to go with the first thought.
Yeah, that's so
yes,
good.
Because my second thought was Nationwide, and we went up there and there was nothing. But Jane, was it you that had the phone shop? you had the phone shop, and Kevin had railings. Now, outside Marks and Spencer's was the railings around the Christmas tree. There were so many phone shops around that area. They were standing outside the phone shop. So it's just amazing.
Brilliant.
Just
thank
amazing.
You, Laura. Thank you. That's great.
Are there any other physical healings that we've seen? Any other? Okay, yeah, come. I think that's four so far. Is that right? Four so far. That's great. Go for it. Oh, sorry, I'm in the wrong one.
We went to some telephone boxes somewhere in Bedford, not from Bedford, so I don't know where it is, because somebody else had one. And I was getting a bit frustrated because the other people in the team I was with were getting really accurate words. Yeah. We bumped into a girl, I don't know if she's here, but she was helping with the coffee because they knew her. And I just grabbed her and said, I'm really desperate, you don't happen to have anything wrong with you, do you? And so I gave her my treasure map, and she had a problem with her left wrist, and that was on my list. Nice. So we prayed for her. She's obviously very schooled in the church here, because she went and leant against a building, put a whole weight against her wrist to see if it was healed, and it was. It was pain completely gone.
That is so awesome. Fantastic. Thank you, Lord. That's five. Any others? Any other physical injuries? Yeah, come on.
Okay, well, we had an older guy in a wheelchair, and on my list I had a wheelchair. I also had a brown jacket on, which I had a brown jacket. And I also said to him, right, do you have any injuries with your arm, right arm, or any bad things with your legs? And he goes, yeah, I've got a really bad right shoulder. So we prayed for him once. He said, yeah, it's feeling so much a bit better. So we prayed for him again, and he said, well, that's fully healed.
Wow, that is awesome. Fantastic. That's sick. That is great. Any others that we've missed? I know there's numbers of others in count. Any other physical healings that we've seen? So another one. Gosh. Six, we're going to break the record. It's only halfway through the day. Come on.
I had travel, the word travel, and I had blonde hair, blue scarf, and buggy. And we were wandering down, we don't know Bedford at all, and we were wandering down, and my eye was caught by a girl with a really vibrant blue scarf on. And then suddenly my friend said, oh, look, she's by a travel agent. And so we thought maybe it's her. She was pushing a buggy, and she was with an older lady as well. And I also had the word pneumonia. And I wish God had given me something like flu, because I couldn't spell pneumonia to write it down. Anyway, I had this pneumonia, but I really felt that it wasn't going to be the person that had pneumonia. It was going to be somebody they knew. Yeah. But I kind of didn't take much account of that, because I had other ailments as well that I thought were probably more likely. Anyway, I walked up to this lady, and this is the first time I've ever done this, and the first thing I thought, my mind went completely blank, and I said, excuse me, and she looked at me very strangely, and I looked at her very strangely, and I thought,
now what?
What was it I was supposed to say? So then I remembered treasure hunts. I said, oh, I'm on a treasure hunt. And what I found was that as soon as I said treasure hunt, her face lightened and she smiled, and I produced my card. Yeah. And she went, oh. And because we were both looking at the card and not looking at each other, it made it really much easier. And I said, look, I noticed you've got blonde hair and a blue scarf. I said, we're trying to find people with these things. I said, you've got a buggy. I said, is there anything you'd like us to pray for? Because we're Christians and we're looking for people to pray for. And she said, not really. And she looked at the older lady, and she said, not really. And then the older lady said, would you pray for my mother? And I said, sure, you know, what's the matter with her? She said, she's got pneumonia.
Oh, wow. That is so good. Thank you, Lord. That's great. Yeah, there's loads of details. It's so key, I've found, to show people the card, let them see it, because A, exactly what the lady said there, it takes their attention off of you, but B, they can see for themselves that this, you're not just making this up, you haven't just said, you know, they actually see it written down there, and it raises faith in them that God really is picking them out. Nice, come do your one on the one we just did. This is awesome.
Well, we were a little bit disheartened, weren't we, through the sort of three quarters of an hour, because we went up to and prayed for a few people, but we hadn't quite got, you know, some of the things that we've obviously just heard. Anyway, we had bridge, didn't we, on the paper, so we decided we'd walk over to the bridge. Stood there, not really a lot of people, but this young black guy, teenager, with his, what looked like his little brother or 12-year-old brother, just walked down. And I said to Simon, I've got Daniel, David, just those two names, just ask him. So I think Simon just said, is your name Daniel, David? And of course, you know, they're all cool and everything. And then he went, no man, no man, no one. Right. So walk, walked down, and then we saw them like sort of having a little discussion, arguing, and the guy said, "Here's Daniel. Here's Daniel."
He denied it.
So, I said, Daniel, come over here. Honestly, we're not going to hurt you. We're not going to hurt you. We're not mad or anything. So we said, "Is your name Daniel?" And he goes, "Yeah." I said, "Daniel, I know this sounds really odd. I know this seems really weird, but we're on this treasure hunt, and you know, if your name's Daniel, is there anything else? I've got written down here, pain or depression. Does depression mean anything?" And he stopped, didn't answer. I thought, okay, this might be something. He said, "I've got schizophrenia. I've got schizophrenia. I don't believe this, man." And I said, "Well, Daniel, there's two things here. There's depression and there's your name. Do you think God, you know, God's picked you out today?" I said, can we pray for you?" Mm. He said, "Well, I'm Rastafarian, man. I'm not into that. I'm a Rastafarian. I said, we said, "It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. God's on your case, and we've seen healing, and we just want to pray for you." And we just stood. This was a huge queue of cars right by the bridge. He just took prayer and just his face. He said, "In the name of Jesus, we command this schizophrenia to go. We pray, Father, you will show him how much you desire him, how much you love this man, Daniel, that you've chosen out today." Yeah. And his face was just visibly, you know, you could see he was massively touched. Yeah. Anyway, afterwards he just went, "What you want me like that for?" Like that. It was brilliant. Brilliant.
Really good. So good.
So good. So good.
We stopped two ladies because I find that it's just, you see anyone with a walking stick, that's a legal target right there. So we stopped these two ladies and said, "Oh, you know, we're Christians, we pray, we've seen a lot of people healed, can we pray for you?" One lady said, "Oh yeah, please pray for my back." And the other one said, "Oh yeah, please pray for me." So we just laid hands on this first lady, and anything happening, she had arthritis in her back. She said, "My back is, I feel that all this heat, which I could feel as well, but I wanted to check that she could feel it as well. It wasn't just my warm hand." And she's like, "I can feel all this heat." She didn't have any pain right then, so she didn't know straight away if she was healed. But then there's this other lady, Barbara, and she said, "Pray for me." She said, "Like, my mind is a mess. I've got mental, and I've had a stroke, and that's why I've got the..." And she said, "I'm a Christian, but I don't go to church." And so we just put our hand on her and just began to pray. And she was just like crying, and we just praying. Jesus just, you know, I said to her, "The Father loves you. You know, your Heavenly Father loves you." And she's like crying, and she's like, "We might come to the carol service." I just thought, this is what the church is about, you know, reaching people who have been so messed up by the enemy. And God just sharing the love of God. You know, she had the physical things, but more than anything, she needed to know God's love for her. So that was great. We haven't got time for any more stories. Have you got any more cracking stories that you're desperate to share? We've got one more. Come on. I could do the stories all afternoon, but we must go out again.
I got...
No, do this one, I'll just record you. forget me.
On my list, I had a pink top, which I actually got this morning when I was praying, when I was about to leave. And then also on my list, I had pink shoes, which I thought a bit strange, but okay, and I had shopping centre. So we went to the shopping centre, and we went down, and we weren't having much luck. And also, one of the other guys had buy a sign, and as soon as I walked into the shopping centre, like, God was repeating the verse in my head, let the children come to me. Mm. And I was like, oh no, I don't want to stop speaking to a kid, I don't know about that. But these three teenage girls sort of walked past me, and one of them was wearing a bright pink top, and so I was just like, excuse me, can I talk to you? And then one of the other girls was wearing pink shoes, and one of the names was, they knew someone with that name, and one of the other guys had cancer on their list, and one of the girls had tears in her eyes, and she said, yeah, my mum's got cancer. Mm. And then we were about to pray for it, and she said actually she passed away on Tuesday. So we just prayed that, like, God would surround them with their love and stuff. Mm. And there were loads of different little funny clues which linked them to them, and I said, like, really think God's, like, got his hand on you and stuff. So, we prayed for them, and they all had, like, sort of tears in their eyes and were quite touched and walked away.
That's awesome. That's so good. Thank you. That's so good. That's great. Any other pressing? You've just got to share it story. Okay, one over there. Oh, there's one over here. Okay, yeah, Gav, yeah, come. Just let this lady come and then you jump. That'll be the last ones.
I got the word tattoo, and as soon as I walked out, I saw a guy had the window open of the car, arm out, big massive tattoo, but a group ahead of me jumped to him first. I thought, phew. So he carried on walking. I thought, I'd have to go back to him. And as we came back round, just coming here for lunch, he was still there, and I said to my friend, we're going to have to go over. So I went over and I said hi as we were walking up. He looked at me and I went, you've had people talking to you already, haven't you? Do you know what we're doing? And he said, yes. And I said, I got the word tattoo, showed him the card, can we pray? And Ruth, she showed her card and it had John on it. And we said, do you know any of these names? He said, yep, John's my brother. And as we started praying, I think he sort of hinted at it, but I said, oh, John's maybe not here anymore. And he said, no, he's died. I'm going to his funeral tomorrow.
Oh,
and that's his brother. So we prayed for him to know God's love, to be with him tomorrow, to help him. And he was quite a bit tearful and was like, actually, yeah, I need help. And gave him a card and he may come to King's Arms.
Oh, that's great. That's so good. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, so to follow up on the sheep will hear the Father's voice, and it's an encouragement to be bold. Mm. We had some fairly wacky clues, not least was yellow chicken, outfit, fancy dress shop, which actually led us to praying for a penguin, who you may have seen in the market. But we walked around the corner, and there was this guy in a bright yellow long overcoat, a top hat, a beard, and a microphone linked to loud music and speakers. You may have seen him. He was advertising for Money Shop or something. And I just saw him. And Sarah said,
he's got a yellow coat.
I went, I know. And he's on a microphone too. He's just going to ridicule me in front of everybody. But actually, went across to him and just said, look, these are the clues. And he said, yeah, fine. You know, anything? Yeah, I've got a bad left knee. Look, Phil, you can feel the brace, bad left knee. Do you mind if we pray for you? And he said, no, go ahead. I wanted to say, can you turn the microphone off? But then I feel better of it. So we got down and put hands on his knees and were praying for him. And he stood there, and he was tongue-in-cheek, admittedly. But he's there going, hey, guys, everybody, they're praying for me. They're asking Jesus to heal me. Heal me. So actually, I didn't need to take a PA system out of the streets because an unbeliever was doing it for me. Now, he said he's going for acupuncture. We asked him to test. He said, no, it's still there. But we said, look, it can take time to be healed. We'll continue to pray and have a great day and just bless him out. But it was just the fact that he was so open and telling everybody else for us. Amazing.
That is so good. Thank you, Jesus.
So anyway, we're outside. So Sarah, who's obviously very prophetic, she had Costa and a lady with a long coat. So we went up to Costa. She was hoping for a drink, and me too by that stage. But we had a lady there with a long coat on, so we stopped and asked her. And she, we went through the list of the questions, you know, the points, and two of the names meant something to her because they were names of her foster children. So that was great. And then we sort of asked if there was any problems that she had, and she said, no, but my husband does. He has a sore knee, and that was one of the things, the tendons and the knee, and that was one of the things that was on one of our cards. And actually Rob had the name Pete, and Gav had on his card beard. Anyway, Pete with a beard came out of Costa, hobbling along.
Yeah.
So they started praying for him. And it got better, his knee got better, just slowly. So they did the kind of pray five times, because that seems to be kind of today's thing, isn't it? Pray five times for healing. So by the end of it, his leg was, I felt his leg, and actually was bright. Well, it wasn't. It was just very, very hot, and it was really, really warm. And he said, wow, that's amazing, that's amazing. And I'd had a conversation with the wife who was, she said, oh, I'm a healer too. And I said, oh, right. Okay. She said, and I can see your aura because you're a healer too, aren't you? And I said, well, and then we had this conversation about where does healing come from and the spirit world, good and bad and things like that. So that really opened up that conversation. And then we gave them an invitation to the King's Arms carol service, and I said, you know, you can go along to this place and you'll see lots of healings. It's an amazing church, and you just want to know where your healing comes from, because it's something obviously that you've got a blessing in this area, but you want to hone it and tune it and make sure it comes from Jesus. So, good conversation.
That's great. Thank you, Jesus. That's awesome. Okay, that's seven. Did you want to? Yeah, come. Becky, come on, Becky. Oh, no, so I'm giving the wrong one.
We kind of left here, but two of us had car park on our list, so we went into the car park, and I think I had like a guy in a leather jacket, and then somebody else had a guy in a sandy jacket, and we saw this guy in a sandy coloured leather jacket, and so we kind of went up to him and did the whole thing, we're doing this weird thing, he kind of wasn't really that interested at first and kind of wanted to get away, kind of wanted to walk away, but Mark sort of kept pushing him a little bit, and then he's like, oh yeah, nothing really wrong with me, and then he said, oh, have you got a problem with your back? And he's like, yeah, I've had a problem with my back for 2 years, and so we prayed for him, and he said, oh, it feels a little bit better, and then we're like, oh, can we pray again then? And so we prayed for him again, and he's like, oh, it's totally better, it's completely better, and I don't know whether he was more surprised or I was, but yeah, it was great. And so he just left, and I think he used to go to church and stuff, and we just invited him along again and said, you know, he'd be really welcome to come along to church and stuff. And just another quick one, Zoe and I got to chat to this girl in her teens, and she was just really open, and we got to invite her to the Youth Alpha course, so we've got her number, we're going to invite her to that, which is great.
That's great. Thank you, Jesus. That's eight healings, yeah. Is there a healing that happened now, is it, yeah? Fantastic.
It was about 5 minutes ago. We had a cash point, somebody who was grieving, somebody who had a brown bag. And so we'd finished looking for everyone, and I'd just gone to get some cash out, and I'd forgotten about it, and there was this woman in front of me with a brown bag. I was like, oh, right, okay. So we were meant to be walking here. And I was like, oh, can I just borrow a second of time? Explained about the bag, about the cash point. I said, and I just remembered about the grief. I said, are you grieving at all? And she was like, and knees. Yeah, that's right. I was like, have you got weak knees? And she's like, yeah, I've got really rubbish knees. I was like, oh, great, fantastic. I was like, oh, yeah, that's a bit harsh. Are you grieving? And she's like, yeah, my dad just died. And I was like, oh, right. God's just spoken to us about all these things that he wants us to find. And she was like, really? Wow, that's great. I've got to go. I was like, oh, great. Okay, so I said, can I walk with you? So we were marching along. I was like, you've got weak knees. And she was like, yeah, they hurt. So I was like, okay, well, can I pray for them? And she was like, yeah, no, you can do that. So we're walking along at a proper pace. I was trying to keep up. So I was like, I just said, in the name of Jesus, knees be healed. And she was like, oh, yeah, they're better. And carried on walking. I was like, what are you talking about? She was like, yeah, it doesn't hurt anymore. So I was like, well, can I pray for your mum? She was like, yeah, do that. So we prayed for her. And I was like, so do you believe in God? She goes, yeah, I guess so. I was like, oh, great. And so a few minutes before that, we'd also found this other guy. And we'd done nothing for like 45 minutes until we found this guy. And he was on his phone. God told us to stop someone who was on their phone. So he just got off his phone. I said, listen, have you got any things on the map? He'd got a damaged right ankle, and we got right ankle from playing football, and we got that he would be a football captain. He was the captain of his football team, got a damaged right ankle. Wow. We just got off the phone. Said, listen, can we pray for you? He said it was stiff, so we prayed for it to be loose. And I said, no, be loose in the name of Jesus. Just that, literally. And he was like, well, that's really weird. And it was completely better. So I was like, do you believe in God? And he's like, yeah, kind of. But I haven't been to my youth group for a while, and like, I haven't been going to church for a while, so I think I'll go back. So praise God.
That's great. Thank you, Jesus. That's 10. 10. So good.
Right, I had one of the guys had bananas and potatoes on his card, so we immediately headed over to the market. We looked at all the green grocery stands there, didn't have any joy, but on the way back out of the market, heading towards the library, the last stall there is a greengrocer's, had bananas on the side, hired a guy with a multicoloured woolly hat and zigzags on it, and there was a guy there with multicoloured hat and zigzags on it, so I thought, right, okay. So had a name on my card also. I said, yeah, I've got this name, Dan, on the card. Does that mean anything? He says, no, my name's not Dan, but his is. So there was these two young guys working on there, and the boss is sort of watching them. They're supposed to still be putting the fruit out and everything. I said, well, have you got anything else on this card? Like, have you got anything else with your left elbow? He says, no, my right knee. So I'm thinking, well, maybe I've got him halfway, you know, 180 degrees round. So I said, well, look, yeah, we've been praying for people and you know, God can heal. Do you mind if we pray for your knee? And he said, no, all right. So he's wandering up and down, fishing fruit, filling bowls all up the whole time. So I said, well, you know, I can't stop you working, but let me pray for you while you're walking up and down. So we're sort of praying and commanding healing on his knee. And I said, is that all right? How's that feel? And he says, that feels fine at the moment, but it always does when I'm standing still. It's only when I'm walking that I feel it. I said, well, walk a bit. So he's back and forward, still getting boxes of fruit. And I said, how's it feel? And he said, oh, still feels the same. So I said, well, I'll pray again. And so I did it four times. Sorry, I want to be unconventional here. I did it four times on five. And after the fifth time, he said, wow, that's great. That's fine. And then his boss is calling him off. And so I'm then talking to Dan. And I said, well, look, all these things are God has talked to us about. God's got his hand on you. And also, the whole while this is going on, I'm praying for this guy, there's a girl working behind the stall saying, it's all psychological, it's all in the mind, it's all, you know, it's not real, you know, it's just feeling better because you think it's going to feel better. Yeah. But the guy was walking back and forwards, and his knee was absolutely fine.
That's great, that's awesome, thank you, Jesus.
Was that 10 or 11? I lost count then. 11, was it? 11. Another one? Come on.
Okay, well, we had some good conversations, some good opportunities to pray for people, but the one that really stands in my mind was just a short time ago. We had Beals and the library as locations, so we kind of loitered around there. We also, two of us had long black coat down on our list, and we saw this guy with a long black coat who was part of a group of gothic looking young people hanging about in that square just behind the market. So we went over and we started to talk about the treasure map, and then one of the lads says, oh, are you Christian healers? So we said, yes. Oh, yes, we know all about you. They said some other guys came and prayed for us earlier on in the year. And he said, my girlfriend got her wrist healed. And
hey, yeah, it's these guys.
And he said, and someone else got prayed for and was crying. And he said, someone else got their back healed. So we know all about this. So we started to say, well, hey, that's fantastic. What did you make of it? And, we, you know, we were able to talk to them. And, you know, some of these guys were coming and going as we were chatting. And then we said, well, look, you know, does anyone want prayer today? And we were kind of pulled over towards this guy. Pray for him. So we got chatting to him. We asked him his name. He was Michael. We said, you know, what is your problem? Anything you want us to pray for? And he said, well, my back. So we said, have you got pain? Yes, I've got pain now. So we started to pray for him. There was a group of five of us praying with him. And the power that we could feel as we were praying, obviously something was happening. And then he said, oh, that's okay. You know, so we kept praying. Okay, what can you do? Can you touch your toes? Yes, he could touch his toes. Could you do that before without pain? No, I couldn't. Have you got any pain now? No, I haven't. Okay, thank you, God.
Come on. Thank you, Jesus. That's awesome.
For those of you who don't know, those are the seven teenagers that Tabo and I prayed for, and we saw seven healed. Now, people have said, what's happened to them? We've been looking for them. Like, we've been looking for those guys. I went out five times looking for those guys. We've never been able to find them again. So that is awesome. God's on their case. You got another one up there? Yeah. I think that's 12 we're up to. See, we've got to just keep going. If anyone needs to leave, just leave quietly. We're going to just keep going with it.
Can you hold both of them?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We had words, different words from the different groups, and there were things like Specsavers, Vision. I think on somebody's card this morning was Cancer. And then this afternoon we went out, and we went to, I think it's called Vision Express, but what drew us to there was the other words, things like pink and blue glasses and things like that. So we thought we were going to see somebody wearing them or somebody picking them up. But when we got there, there was a big poster outside Vision Express with pink and blue glasses, and there was two people stood there, and we went and spoke to them, and the guy had been having treatment and chemo radiotherapy for Hodgkin's lymphoma, and we prayed for him, and he said that the treatment had finished, but he got this horrendous pain in his shoulder, and we prayed for his shoulder and asked him if it felt better, and he moved it, and it was like really thrashing it around like that, and he said, could you do that before without hurting? He's like, no way, I couldn't do this without hurting. It's all gone. It's completely healed.
Wow. Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, before lunch I was with a group and God gave me Aston Villa football shirt and he gave someone a rainbow. So we were walking along a road and we came across a shop which was called Rainbow. Right. And then we thought, okay, well, we needed to be back. So we walked along a bit further and got to the betting shop which had an Aston Villa shirt in the window.
Wow.
So we thought we'd come back after lunch. So after lunch I joined a different group and we decided we'd go back there. And then I thought it would be between these two things. So went over to the rainbow shop and just prayed because God didn't bring anything along that he'd bring his blessing in this place and that he'd bring something. And then just as we looked up there, God had given me black hoodies and two guys were coming with black hoodies. So
scary.
So we spoke to them and they were really up for prayer. And firstly, they said they didn't have anything wrong. They didn't want prayer. We really challenged them. And then one said that his nan had lung cancer and the other said he had financial problems. So we split into pairs and then just pray for each of the guys. And they're really up for it and they're really expectant of God. And then they're happy to come to, they were up for church in the pub and they're just open for it all.
That is fantastic. Thank you, Jesus. That's great.
Thank you. Well, God's healed me today, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, basically, we'd been out and one of our clues was somebody smoking. But you know the stone creatures near Cafe Bliss?
Yes.
So we were by there and by the big wheel as well, which was another clue. And so we were around there. And anyway, so we did chat to this guy and he allowed us to pray for him. And he said that he had gold in his hips because of doing some crazy stunt at a beach and he jumped and mistimed it or whatever and ended up touching his heel to his head or something really awful, and it's just like really painful to hear about it. And anyway, we prayed for him and he said he had a gold in his ankle as well, and you know, he was really open to us praying for him and stuff. And then came away and I got really bad pain here. And I was like, guys, I really feel we've got to keep praying for that kind of thing. And so we just stood there and we started praying. Okay, let's keep praying about his hips and stuff. And then I can't remember who asked, do I get hip pain? And I said, well, in all honesty, I do get hip pain when I'm cold. It's a bit cold out there. Anyway, so we carried on going and followed some of our clues, and one of our clues was to go to the Majestic Fire Shop, which is now shut. Is it on Lime Street? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we went there, and anyway, another of our clues was two pillars, and there are two pillars up there. So anyway, my team, rather dutifully and wonderfully, prayed for me as well, and I felt quite warm here, and I've been, you know, it stiffens up, and I was like, oh gosh, I'm stiffening up here, guys, actually. So, and yeah, it just became quite warm and stuff, and it got better, and they prayed again, it got a bit more better, and it's keeping getting better.
Wow,
so,
that's
amen.
Great, fantastic. Thank you, Catherine. That's great. Got any other healings that happened today? Yeah, great.
What she didn't say was, as we were walking by, the Holy Spirit got a hold of her, and she's walking along, and she's laughing her head off. So, no, I'm sorry. Why am I saying I'm sorry? One of the things we had was a denim jacket and white trainers. And I thought, hang on, that's very 70s. I'm not going to find anyone with a denim jacket. But lo and behold, we found three. Two gentlemen who didn't want to know, and one gentleman called Raj, who we'd spoke to, and he had a pain in his knee. And we said to him, we said, can we pray for you? And he goes, well, I'm not a Christian. He said, well, you don't have to be a Christian for God to touch you. Yeah. So we prayed for him, and then he was standing there, and we were saying, well, how does it feel? And he said, well, it's a lot better. It's really good. So it was great.
Fantastic. 14, do you want to come? We've got one more.
Again, we were another team that were a little bit despondent, really, walking around, thinking, oh, I don't know really whether this is going to happen for us. Let's just kind of carry on walking, see what happens. And one of my things was a van, or made possibly to do with bread, but definitely a van. And a three-quarter length coat. Another person in the group, two of them had funny hats. So we kept on going around to people with funny hats and saying, have you got a funny hat? And lots of them, people were like, this is not a funny hat. The other clue, there was another clue as well. Oh, Nike trainers as well. Yeah. And we saw this lady with a grey three-quarter length coat, very funny hat, Nike trainers, next to a van, selling cheese, not bread, and she spoke French. So we were like, we're not going to be able to talk to you very much. So fortunately, the impact is from Helsham, we're from Helsham, this is from France. Yeah. So we phoned him up. Emma, come over here. We need a translator. And spoke with her. And he told her all about the clues. And she was like, oh, I'm your treasure. And we're like, yeah, we know. have you got any of these things wrong with you? No, I haven't got any of these things wrong with you. Anything wrong with you? Oh, yeah, I've got rheumatoid arthritis. So we all kind of, all five of us were in there with our hands, all praying together. And she was like, oh, you guys are so lovely. You're so amazing. You're really good. Oh, this is really good. I wish everybody could be like you. Forgot to ask her whether her hand was better and carried on. And again, we went out to this afternoon and kind of didn't see anybody. So we were like, let's go back to the cheese lady to see if she's all right. Yeah. And she said, yeah, no, my hand's much better. And she was really excited about her car. She wanted to make sure she knew exactly where the carol service was. So a French lady with a funny hat should be coming along.
Yeah, that's great. That's awesome. 15. Wow. Any others? Another one.
I'm kind of finishing off the story from earlier about following all the clues around to lead us to our treasure.
Yeah.
So we ended up in the All Ears shop, and we thought, this is a bit strange, don't know what's going to happen here. I walked in, and on my card I had accident, injured leg. And as we walked in, a lady tripped over a step. That was quite funny.
You didn't touch her, no.
We didn't make her fall. No. And then, so we thought we saw another group in there praying for her, but it turned out there wasn't anybody. Yeah. And then she sat there, and a lady came over and offered her some medicine, which she had in her shop. We got to praying for her. And she said, yeah, actually, I pray every night, because she's got a balance problem. Okay. I didn't quite know what it was. But we ended up praying for her and explaining how we'd had all of these clues and we'd been to so many places to eventually get to her at the exact point where she fell over. So she was really amazed. And then while we were inside, two of the others were outside praying, and they had had a clue about strange socks. Polka dot, like bright pink socks,
yeah.
And a lady walked past at exactly the same time that we were praying inside.
Wow, with those socks?
Yeah, with those
fantastic.
Socks.
That's great, that is awesome. Fantastic. Wow. Hold on, one more. Is it a healing story? No, just another general story. Have you got a healing story? Okay, 15 healed. Isn't that awesome? 15 healed in one day. That is so good. We're out of time. We've got some other stories, I'm sure, but we're out of time. I'm sure there's loads more. Who's got a story, an encounter from today, but they've not had a chance to share it yet? Just lift your hand up. Look at that. It's just like those are all the other encounters that we haven't had the chance to hear. That is fantastic.